What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we're making up on our own just for fun. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying what you listen to, please consider subscribing to it wherever you listen to podcasts on, be that Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whatever you find yourself on. If you really enjoy it, consider dropping a review also on those platforms. And if you really, really enjoy it, consider sharing it with a friend who also might enjoy it as well. Maybe you've got a friend you play Minecraft with and you like to talk about future Minecraft updates, or maybe even your own ideas for Minecraft updates. That would be the friend to share this podcast with. Now, as I said last episode, I am changing things up a little bit for Tuesdays and Thursday episodes. They are going to be Q&A only episodes. The Q&A segment is where I like to feature your guys' opinions on all things Minecraft and hear what you have to say about the game, just in all aspects of it. And so, as a way to sort of mix things up a little bit, to kind of take a lot of the burden off of me to script those two episodes, but also to give you guys a little bit more time in the spotlight, I decided Tuesdays and Thursdays, those are the episodes that I'm really going to feature you and really dig into the Q&A. So let's get started. These episodes might be a little bit shorter than usual, but I think that you guys will like them because it seems like you guys really, really like the Q&A segment. It seems to be one of the favorite segments of the show. And so, yeah, you get two whole episodes of just Q&A. From now until I decide that it's time to move on from it. So let's get into it. Today's Q&A is on this question that I asked a few episodes ago. Update 121 is very focused on the trial chambers. Is there anything you feel is missing from the update? So you guys had a lot to say. So let's start here with the top. This person likes Chickens Forever says no. I just feel like this is one of the only updates recently that have felt like a complicated puzzle, not pieces left out. Cough 1.20 cough. Interesting little jab there at 1.20. Yeah, this one, I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like Minecraft Live set me up with some expectations that were not met as the update rolled out. I'm not disappointed in 1.21 by any means. It's a really great update, and it's a big update. But there were some things that didn't show up or didn't show up in the way I thought that they would that kind of surprised me based on how they talked about it in Minecraft Live. But that's just my perspective. Jackie says no. I think it is a very complete update. Sarah disagrees and says explosives. Baxter says no, thumbs down. The update is perfect as it is. Also, I love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for the encouragement. The update is pretty good, I will say. Energy Turtle says pet beds. I am in a world I made on the sky, completely in survival, and if I take my wolves with me, they might and have died. Somehow, one of my wolves survived a 200 block fall. A 200 block fall, that's pretty crazy. So the changes to wolves, I think, is one of the best changes in this update. Obviously, they doubled the amount of health that a wolf has. They doubled how quickly a wolf can heal. And also with the addition of the wolf armor, being able to basically take all the damage dealt to a wolf before breaking, and then the damage goes directly to the wolf. I think that that has been excellent. Not to mention that I think certain environmental factors do less damage to wolves now in general, such as creeper explosions. I don't think really harm wolves as much as they used to. So wolves got a huge buff in this update, and I think that that's one of the best things to have come out of 1.21 so far. James J says, the only thing missing is fletching table functionality. It would fit this update so well if that happened. I absolutely agree with you here. The fletching table, again, one of those things that the community has been calling for functionality for that for a very long time. And a lot of people have a lot of opinions on what the functionality of the fletching table should be. But I agree, it would fit so well into this update because, I mean, the combat, you know, we have the mace now. We've got the wolf armor with the new wolf. The changes that bring to the wolves that make the wolves a better combat experience, feature, we got the trial chambers. It just seems like something to do with, ranged weapons would be really good. So I absolutely agree. Your boy 15 says the frying table and a mob. Now I think that the breeze is a pretty good mob. And also we have the bogged. So we already have two new mobs for this game, technically, for the update. But the frying table, that was something that showed up in the recent April Fool's update. It was something that people said it was like this leak, and there was a lot of ideas and speculation about there. And I had my own, you know, like, what if this was real? I mean, I don't really ever write off stuff as like, no, it's impossible, it can't be. But it was kind of fishy, you know, even from the beginning. But the frying table, maybe, yeah, something like a cooking update. I don't know how well it would fit into this update, but yeah, it one day, maybe one day. Quacky says the parrot, it just does nothing but dance and get in your way. I think also they should add a new pet, possibly from other dimensions. Okay. Another pet, maybe from other dimensions. Now that would be something that'd be really cool because all the pets currently come from the overworld. It'd be cool to have a pet from the nether and the end. And who knows, maybe one day that'll happen. Wolf's Trail says, copper golems, these are needed. And I agree. I loved the copper golems. I thought that they were an excellent potential addition to the game. I instead voted for the Allay instead of the copper golems, but I think the copper golems would have been a good choice. Chelsea says, new armor. Yeah, we do have new armor trims. Does that count? I don't know. I don't know about new armor. Not saying that that doesn't fit into the game or couldn't have a place. I just think that it would be implemented in a way that would be different from the current armor sets already. It would probably be like specialty pieces where you're sacrificing protection for another sort of added buff, similar to how the elytra, if you can't wear the elytra and the chest plate at the same time, you have to sacrifice that protection for the ability to fly. So I don't know, maybe new armor one day would be cool. Jay says, the thing that is missing from 1.21 is new features to the trident. It needs some attention. It is my favorite weapon, and impaling stinks. All right, Jay, all right. I see what you're trying to become my favorite person in the world, aren't you? By basically saying exactly how I feel. The trident, I root for underdogs. Look, I root for underdogs. Therefore, the trident is my favorite weapon. It's such a cool concept. It has some cool features already to it, but impaling stinks. I've already talked about in depth, in detail, about how the trident should be updated and made to be a better weapon. And it would have fit perfectly into this update. It really would have fit perfectly into 1.21. So I feel your pain. I'm right there with you, Jay. Mushroom Monstrosity says, copper padlocks. Now that would be a fascinating thing. And honestly, when they introduced the trial keys, that's kind of what I thought was going to happen, was that we would have lockable doors. Turns out we had something better with the copper key, with the trial keys. But again, padlocks would be kind of cool to be able to lock things like chests and doors by adding a padlock to it. Knucklehead says, I think it needs to be made more difficult. I was fighting the breeze and was able to kill it with just my fist and no armor. I am also only mediocre at fighting. It needs better AI or stronger attacks. Interesting point there. I would say counterpoint Counterpoint, you can kill most things in the game with just your fist, given enough time. Now, it probably takes a little bit of skill, but case in point, I will say the Ender Dragon, the final boss in the game, according to some people, not me, but the big boss, anyway, the most iconic one, can be easily defeated with the fist. You know, just stay safe, don't die, and you'll eventually kill the dragon. Yeah, I just think that's a feature of a sandbox game, in my opinion. Like, there's just multiple ways to do a lot of things. And, but maybe the trial chambers, I think you need to try the ominous trials if you haven't already. That might be what you're looking for. Kalos Veta says, I think the tinkering part for Minecraft Live is missing. They should just give us a filter hopper with simple two-slot interface. Along with the autocrafter, it would change redstone forever. Great idea, honestly. Filtering is something that's hard for me to wrap my non-technical mind around. I know it's probably a very simple thing, but I just never could grasp the concept. And if they added something like this, it would be perfect, and I would actually use hoppers in the game. The Arch Villager says, a new redstone mob, like a golem. It would be made with a crafter, a copper blocks, and a copper bulb. The golem would fight with you, not against you, and it would collect mob drops. They would go towards it as if with a magnet. Cool idea there. There could be some room for this in a game like this. And finally, Ryan Darkstormer says, moderating the mace. I feel it is way too OP. I know we need to counteract the power of Netherite, but I feel like making something more powerful than Netherite will just cause the same problem. Now, this is something that I feel like a lot of people are divided around. I personally think that the mace, just from my observation, is actually well balanced. I am of the opinion that effort put into the game deserves a big reward, and it takes a lot of effort to get the mace, and you get a big reward from it. So I think that the mace is actually fairly well balanced. It's hard to get, and it is really hard to use. It's not an easy weapon to use effectively. So a lot of people say, yeah, it's too overpowered. And I would agree, it is very powerful. It is by far the most powerful weapon in the game. But in order for you to use it as if it is the most powerful weapon in the game, you have to be really good at it. So, yeah, I see the argument either way. I tend to think that it's fairly balanced, maybe could be more balanced. But you know what? I am willing to hear the other side and abide by whatever Mojang ends up saying in the end. Well, guys, thank you so much for these opinions and ideas. If you would like yours to be read out in a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do so on the Discord. There is a channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. The invitation link to the Discord is in the details in the show notes of this episode, so go and check it out. It's a great place to talk to other listeners of the podcast about Minecraft, about the podcast, and about things like the One Block Challenge. The One Block Challenge is a weekly challenge that I give to you guys, the listeners, where I give you guys a theme and challenge you to come up with a block around that theme. The current theme for this week's One Block Challenge is metal. All the details for this challenge are in the show notes of this episode, and your deadline for sending me your ideas is actually tomorrow. So if you have not sent me your ideas for this week's One Block Challenge, go ahead and do that. Well, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this and will continue to enjoy Tuesdays and Thursdays episodes being Q&A only episodes. I think that you will enjoy that. So send me your questions, your comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.